Hogs showing blitz. Tannehill gets the call, gives to Michael. Michael loses the football. The Hogs recover. Tevin Mitchell at the 39, and the Razorbacks get it on the turnover.
Man, now you never look a gift horse in the mouth, but how does Michael fumble the ball right into Tevin Mitchell's hand? He's the only person between Tevin Mitchell and the touchdown, and he makes the tackle. I mean, that's a touchdown if he gets out of there, but we'll take it any way we can get it.
Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
What a comeback. Keith getting a little excited there. He feels the comeback coming at that point. Dr. Fitzgerald Hill, the president of Arkansas Baptist College. I could, of course, talk college football, but there's the entire hour with you, Fitz, but there's a miracle going on down the street.
Which includes football.
Yeah, which includes football, but includes a lot else. Tell me the story. Tell our listeners the story of how you got to Arkansas Baptist College, how that all came about.
Well, man, I tell you, it was one. I mean, and I'm a man of faith, and I don't hide that. And being I went to Wichita, and now I tell you, the times I struggled with sharing my faith at San Jose, I never struggled with it, but it caused me a lot of friction in San Jose because I've always expressed my faith because it's who I am, and I don't hide who I am. But I realized when I was that I wanted to spend more time coaching my son and youth of our country because I had realized being and having the opportunity to recruit all urban communities throughout the United States of America, from Oakland, Richmond, San Diego, South Central LA, and Dallas, all of that. I just had seen all of that I want to see for a while, and I want to focus a little bit on being at home. And so when I decided I resigned from San Jose State in 2004, after 2004 season, came back to Wichita, and had no idea, Rex and Beth, that I would be a college president. I've never been a dean or provost or anything like that, but I've always had a heart to help people from the underserved community. At-risk population has always been my heart. And so as I went on and came to Wichita, Dr. Westmoreland read about me resigning the Chronicle of Higher Education and called me and offered me an opportunity to come to Wichita. I wanted to pay something back to Wichita because Wichita had been so good to me as a student athlete. And as I was moving forward to decide what I was going to do, Rex, I shared with you all last week that a young man here in Little Rock had threw a rock over 630 and murdered.
Yeah, tell that whole story of how that really affected you.
Yeah, that really did. I'm here working in Wichita, and could have been me, you, Beth. It could have been anybody, you know, that day. But the young lady had picked up her child and put it in the back of the car and was driving down 630. And young man from over here from our community, eighth grade dropout, you know, took a big rock and threw it over the bridge and hit the car right in the front and instantly, you know, killed the young lady driving the car with the baby in the back. And that young man went before the judge and said he was a dropout and he was bored. And I just thought to myself, if that person would have had somebody in his life, he wouldn't have been walking around the street at 4 o'clock that afternoon. Really, he should have been probably on somebody's football field. Somebody should have been involved with him, number one, from school to that, you know, that afternoon of extracurricular activity. But I said, something has to be done. And little did I know, a few months later, that I was out promoting the Delta Class for Literacy. I'd been to Grambling, been to UAPB, went over to Philander Smith, and then I had somebody happen to see me and say, well, have you been to Arkansas Baptist? I said, no, I haven't. And I said, who's the president there? They said, well, they don't have one. But why don't you go talk to their board members? They would love to get involved because I believe that historically black colleges have to be the lead change agent in their communities, just as they were in the 1870s coming out of slavery. And they didn't ask anybody to do something for them. They did it for themselves. And I believe in personal accountability and people being their own stimulus package, not looking for somebody to give them something else. I believe you create your own. And when you do that, other people will help you because they see that you have a heart for doing it for the right reasons, for the right people to get the right results. So after I met with those Beth Colson and Reggie Favors, Beth Colson, Colson Oil, and Reggie Favors, Pinnacle president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield, about 15 minutes into the conversation, they stopped me and asked me to be the president of Arkansas Baptist College. And so I said, really? I said, well, man, where is that at? And they said, well, it's over behind Children's Hospital. I had never been on campus. Mm-hmm. And so the next day I rode through the campus, and I just stopped and looked at this dilapidated campus, and I said, God, I know you didn't send me to the University of Arkansas to get a doctorate degree.
Don't lay this burden on me.
I said, I know this is not where you want me. And I had a peace about it, and God said, my son, if you come to Arkansas Baptist College, my name will be glorified. I just need you to show up every day. He said, if you show up, I'll show out. And so I said, man. So, but I drove around just to make sure I wasn't here, and I, like the old Joshua, I drove around about 7 times just to make sure the buildings wouldn't fall down, because it was just that deplorable.
They were about to fall down.
They were about to fall down. Yeah. Nope, had 150 students.
Wow.
On campus, and you know, we're about to lose our accreditation, and so I was obedient to my call, and I went there, and I tell you, you know, what God told me that day, that if I go there, that he will be with me every step of the way. And sometimes now, as I say, he's taking me into overtime, you know, and because I thought we had lost, but he's always come through. He's always been right on time. And it's been a journey the last 5 years, an awesome testimony to being obedient, blind faith, as being obedient, having blind faith every day. And from that, God has really blessed me to be a blessing to now, from 150 to nearly 1,200 students.
That is what's one of the great stories in American higher education.
Absolutely amazing. In 5 years.
Yeah. 5 years.
150 to almost 1,200 this
semester. 1,193.
Wow. Holy cow. What a story. But again, to make the point, you had 150 students. The school was basically bankrupt. I mean, and there had to be days early on when you continually questioned and said, what have I done to my career? Because that school, let's be honest, was on the verge of closing its doors when you took over.
Absolutely. I'll never forget, as you know, Dr. Downs being my major mm-hmm. professor at Wichita.
Dr. W.D. Downs, yeah, Jr. At Wichita Baptist.
And I walked in and I told him I was leaving because, you know, he had been so such a mentor to me coming through school and, you know, knowing all his sons and things over the last, you know, several years at Arkansas in Arkadelphia. And when I told Dr. Downs that, you've heard him say this, Rex. He said, are you nuts?
Yeah. Yeah.
he said, what? You said, you can't go do that. I said, I know it. I said, that's what everybody tells me. He said, president, when you go to a school and an institution loses accreditation under your leadership, you have a hard time rebounding. I said, one thing that I know about Fitz Hill is I'm not scared to fail. And, you know, failure only tells me that I need to start again and do it in a different method. And so, hey, if I fail, that's according to man. That's what people told me about San Jose State. You know, don't go out there. The experience I had in California for those 4 years, didn't get what I wanted out there, but I tell people, experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. But I had a lot of great experiences out there, and, you know, I often say my 4 years in California was much like Moses' 40 years in the desert. It was a barren land. But during those 4 years, it changed me to where I became, number one, a stronger Christian, two, a better husband, and three, a better daddy. And had I won the WAC championship, I wouldn't have been those three things. So the three mm-hmm. most important things to me today is what I am because of my experiences.
You added football at Arkansas Baptist College. Now, here's a school that was struggling financially. You start to turn it around. Football is not a cheap proposition, and there had not been a college football program added in any school in decades. In fact, they had been cut out through the years. Hendricks, your alma mater, Beth, way back in 1961, cut out football. Ozarks cut out football. What's now Lyon College cut out football. And I know there were people, and you knew what they were saying, Fitz. Gosh, he's an old football coach. He just can't get it out of his system. He's going to be running up and down the sidelines, calling the plays as the president of the university. It's a toy for him. But there was a strategic goal in mind to get kids that otherwise wouldn't be in school. Talk about that. Yeah, why you really added football.
Well, the truth being is that when I was at Wichita and I did a study on soccer, and I brought the study to the fact that I found out that kids will pay to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if I look to see the Division III programs in soccer, where kids were paying $25,000 and $30,000 a year to go play soccer
mm-hmm.
at these Division III schools that offered the soccer programs. And it continually seems to be the growing sport of America because of those opportunities being there. Well, being that from my background and being out in California and realizing that, you know, two-year football in California is really grade 13 and 14. And I think you have 52 institutions playing two-year football in California. 52. And so a kid can still stay at home, play football, stay, you know, still have that community aspect. And so I realized that coming to Arkansas Baptist College that there were no two-year programs in Arkansas, and that there were students who would still like to play and would pay to play based on the study that I did on soccer at Ouachita Baptist University. Number one, there was no opportunity for them to do that. But the key thing was is that so many students, I realized that I had to tell when I was at the four-year school at Arkansas in San Jose that they did not qualify to play Division I football or Division II football because they did not have the minimum standards as required by the NCAA. So knowing that there are a whole, you know, a host of student athletes out there that each year would like to play, but because of their grades not being up to par, and they just need a little, as I say, an academic red shirt year, mm-hmm. you know, just like you do mm-hmm. when you go and you say, well, you're not physically, you're not ready to play in the SEC, so we're going to put you on the shelf and we're going to build you up. Well, to my mind, I said, let's do the same thing academically. Come on in here. Let's get you up to speed. Let's focus on getting your reading. You know, I said the first year I want our kids to focus on three things, you know, reading comprehensively, writing effectively, and thinking critically. The fundamentals of learning, you know, the fundamental things that you need to do. And so we decided to do this. I had some resistance, but, you know, that was part of the plan all along. And you know, as baseball, you know, to add those different sports, you know, in the future, we want to add soccer. I mean, we're going to continue adding sports to our athletic programs. You know, we started wrestling this year, mm-hmm. you know, with Greg Hatcher. So we're continue to do things like that. And football was one because people said, well, how are you going to fund it? I say, well, you wouldn't realize we actually profit because of football, because of students coming. And normally, one student athlete will bring two or three other regular students with him. And so that's how we've grown our population of students to 1,193.
Wow.
Amazing.
It is an amazing story, isn't it? We're going to tell more of it. So stay with us, Dr. Fitzgerald Hill. You can see his smiling face. He's high profile. He's hoity-toity today. On the front of today's high profile section of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and very deserving, World Services for the Blind. He is the 2011 Vision Award winner. Congratulations on that, Fitz.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Great story by Jennifer Nixon. That's on the front of the high profile section of today's Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm Rex Nelson, sitting in for Bill Vickery. More of the Sunday Buzz coming your way.
As you stand by.